Good to see you, everyone. I'm the vicar, in case you're new or visiting. My name is Rob, and I'm continuing a teaching series, which we started soon after Easter and will take us up to the end of June, from the first letter of John. After two Sundays off, Ascension and Pentecost, we're back into 1 John. And setting off from the first reading there, chapter 2, verse 28. Now, do have a look in your Bibles, if you would, and just follow it through so that we can understand it better, and especially if you're in a home group, to enable you to either follow up things, if you've done this study already, or to establish things ready for the study coming up in the next week or two. Page 259 in the New Testament, 1 John 2:28 and following. And here we see that John wants his readers to have confidence. Can you see verse 28? And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. So John wants us to have confidence when? When Jesus comes again. Now, Jesus came the first time as a baby in Mary's tummy in order to show the world who he was, who God is. And he promised to come again as judge of all and savior of all his own on the last day. That's when John wants us to have confidence, in particular, on the last day. Assurance of salvation. He's saying to us, we can have that confidence. And since no one knows when the last day will be, none of us knows when Jesus will come again as the obvious King of all. It's not just a matter of being confident on the last day, but we can be confident of our salvation now. How? How can we have such confidence? Well, look at what John is saying. So that when he is revealed, we may have confidence. And then in verse 29, if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure. So what's John saying here? Well, in verse 28, he's saying, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence. It's a similar phrase to the famous hymn, isn't it? Abide with me. And it's talking about perseverance. Stick with God, and he'll stick with you. That should give you confidence. And then, secondly, in verse 29, he says, know that he is righteous. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure. So it means us acknowledging, knowing that God's right and wrong is the right and wrong. So if we're wondering what right and wrong is, then we know the place to find out, and the place to find out is in here. It's God's right and wrong, which is right and wrong. These things give us confidence. And then John goes on to his main theme and reminds the readers that we are children of the Heavenly Father. Now, what would you say gives a child confidence? Well, I'd say surely it's something like this, that they know their mum or dad or mum and dad love them. That must help a lot. And that their mum or dad give a good example to them, which is worth trying to copy, because that's what children do as well. And with both of those, the love and the good example, then the child is much more likely to be confident. So what is this thing which gives us confidence for the last day? Well, we are children of the Heavenly Father. And so going on into chapter 3, this is the theme. Just have a look at chapter 3, verse 1 and following. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. And the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. So can you see? There are the two things going on in that passage. What gives us confidence as children of God? We know the love of God, as Jesus has shown us. We know that we're children of the Heavenly Father because we know him. He's shown us, and we've responded. And we seek to be like him. We will be like him on the last day. And all who have this hope on the last day purify themselves just as he is pure now. We know that God's good and holy, and we want to be more like him. That's what gives us confidence. Doesn't that give us confidence? Not confidence in ourselves, because we still fail and fall short. Because we feel our lives are a poor reflection of his fatherly holiness. So it's not confidence in ourselves, but confidence in him as our Heavenly Father, who loves us and gives us an example worth following, which is what children of the Heavenly Father do. Copy and follow. Well, today is Trinity Sunday, and straight after celebrating Pentecost and the giving of the Holy Spirit to all believers, we celebrate Trinity, the understanding that we know God fully because he's revealed himself fully, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We know Jesus, and so we know the Father. We know Jesus, and so we have his Spirit. We have a full relationship with the one true God. And he wants us to be confident in that relationship. Now, we've got a picture coming up on the screen, and the question is, who is that? Any ideas? The one in the car. It could be Alex, my son. If you didn't know, Alex is my son. He is about the age of the person in that photo now. It's me, yes. That is me when I was about 23. And it's Mount Kilimanjaro in the background. I was very fortunate to be on a rather exciting trip that included working with some churches in Africa, East Africa, and then a few days at the end as a tourist, and we had this jeep. I guess the point I'm trying to make, and it was made by the person who thought that was Alex, is that children often look like their parents. And sadly, they look more like their parents the older they get. That's how it is. Do commiserate with him sometime. Poor lad. But that's what this passage is about as well. If God is our Heavenly Father, we will look more and more like him as we go on in our relationship with him, knowing his love and copying, which is what children do with their parents. And that's the theme in this paragraph of chapter 3. That's what this next section is saying. In verse 4, it says, everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Well, what's that saying? It's just making the point that right and wrong is what God says it is in his word. So sin, people have all sorts of ideas about what sin is, but God is clear, sin is going against God's law in his word. That's what sin is. And once you know what sin is, for two, then you have a good way forward. Verse 5. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. So that's Jesus. Jesus came to reveal how our sins are taken away. And if we know Jesus, we have forgiveness. And we join him in God the Father's family, becoming more and more like God. And as the passage makes clear, this is a lot better than the other family we could be in. There are just two families we can belong to, God's or the devil's. That's the message of this little paragraph and the verses that follow. And the thing we all need is to be adopted into God's family, born again, born of God. That's a phrase which Jesus used when he was talking to Nicodemus in the other Bible reading we heard. How can I be born again, he says. But that's what we need, a new start with God, and we need to be in God's family. Recognize Jesus for who he is and start being more and more like him and more like our Heavenly Father so that we seek to do what is right. We seek to love our fellow Christians, and so we are confident of our acceptance on the last day. And our Heavenly Father wants us to be confident. And if you are a mum or a dad, you want your child to be confident. Part of that confidence comes from knowing right and wrong and doing what's right. Part of that confidence comes from having a parent who is good to look up to and good to copy. Our Heavenly Father wants us to be confident. Not in some fake manufactured way, not in some sort of brainwashed way, but in the context of a right relationship with him. Abide in him, says the passage. Stick with him. Know that he is righteous. He's worth looking up to and following, copying. And be a child of our Heavenly Father and want to be more and more like him. Be holy as our Heavenly Father is holy, says Jesus. The same themes here. And Jesus did as he said. It's the Christian thing to do. Not that we've made it already, no. We are like children, dear children of our Heavenly Father, loved by him, and we have a lot of growing to do. And we can be confident of our salvation as we grow, confident of our future as we become more and more like him. The message of this little section, 2:28 to 3:10, and we'll follow on with further sections in the coming weeks. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to us, that we can know you, hear you, follow you. Receive your love and be like you. Please help us in all these things. Amen.